Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's November because Halloween's over. It's November 5th, 2010. We are going to look at some new stuff this week, and I'll just get started. New at the box office are Due Date, Megamind, 127 Hours, and some other movies in limited release. On the other hand, if you're wondering what last week's box office takes were, Saw 3D, number one, $24.2 million, Paranormal Activity 2 had $16.5 million, Red, 10.7, Jackass 3D had 8.5, which basically probably makes it the most profitable movie of the year, and Hereafter had $6.4 million. In the news, Johnny Depp has signed on for Tim Burton's Dark Shadows movie. Scarlett Johansson signed on to a project called Under the Skin, in which she plays some form of alien seductress. Species? Maybe. A new movie called Mega Shark vs. Crocosaurus is coming straight to DVD, and it may be awesome. It won't be awesome. But it could be more awesome if Crocosaurus was already a thing, rather than something new that they made up, but there you go. Thundercats. The new cartoon has its Lion-O, and it's Larry Kenny, the original Lion-O from the original Thundercats cartoon series. Good job, Cartoon Network. A new Manor Astroman 7-inch record is being bundled with the book Touchable Sound at a release party in Atlanta this weekend. Only 300 copies are being made. The book's about making 7-inch records, and the 7-inch record has a unique package but seems to be existing but hard to get Manor Astroman song. So if you care, interesting stuff.
You don't need to go around naked.
Get shirts from Entertainment Earth. Our t-shirt sale continues. We've added tons of new t-shirts this week, including tees from The Hangover, Naked Gun, E.T., and tons of other movies. There's so much stuff, you won't even believe what we have up, and I won't even believe what we have up because it's not all up yet. We're still putting up new shirts on the sale. We're also extending our t-shirt sale one extra week due to popular demand. So hurry up, get your order in before November 15th, 2010. You can buy three t-shirts, get your fourth free, in stock, pre-order. Doesn't matter, we'll give you a free one. Order now, or don't. But seriously, order now. Now for toy news. In the news this week, we have an interesting story, because it's not often that politics really intersects our little world in terms of what we do, but San Francisco is aiming to ban all toys from non-healthy kid-marketed foods, specifically the Happy Meal. Why? I mean, seriously, come on. Banning the toys isn't going to stop people from wanting the food. How about you just make it so all the toys are free so I can just get the toys for... I'm just saying, it'd be nice. But it's ridiculous. But another legal news. MGA sort of won its lawsuit with Mattel over Bratz for now. The LA Business Journal reports that there will be a new trial on January 11th so we can go over this whole deal over who really owns Bratz again. Right now, MGA has Bratz on toy shelves. So for this holiday season, you can get the dolls if you want. And there was a slight redesign, too, if you are into such things. Lego will be releasing a model of Rockefeller Center in 2011 in limited supply. In other Lego news, the founder of Bricklink died in September, although it didn't really hit the news sites until later. The world will be sorry for his loss. His site allowed people to trade specific bricks. You could break up stuff and trade them and sell them, and it's pretty cool. True Blood. DC Direct will be doing a Bill and Sookie statue that looks really cool in July 2011. Marvel, new Minimates next year include Juggernaut and Nightcrawler and more. Check our website for pictures and details. Just search on Minimates, all one word. New Bishoujo statues include Black Cat and Miss Marvel. They both look great. DC has new statues in the anime style as well, including Wonder Woman, a variant Batgirl, and an all-new Catwoman. New Mattel Mego-style retro action figures include Black Adam, Darkseid, Martian Manhunter, and Shazam, or Captain Marvel. All of these are on our website with pictures, so do check them out. Star Trek, the All Good Things Enterprise D, is coming out next year as a reissue. You can pre-order that now. Transformers, in Japan, they're going to get an animated Black Rodimus exclusive. We will not be getting it in the US, but they will be getting it in Japan if you subscribe to the right magazine and send in the form on time. So you won't be getting one. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club released a teaser image for its Sea Adventurer action figure and the new Sea Wolf vehicle, which is modeled after the Mantis sub. The next Fantasy Figure Gallery from Yamato is Discovery by Voris Vallejo. He doesn't do a ton of sculpture stuff lately, so this is probably worth checking out. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. We will be running a lot of sales over the coming months, so if you are looking for a little help in your holiday shopping, come to entertainmentearth.com every couple of days. We're going to have new things to show you. New shirts, new products, new sales, new discounts. Our new catalog is going out in the mail right now. I just saw some new toys for 2011, which I can't talk about yet. Some of which are hilarious. I don't know if they were meant to be, but they're very funny. So as I can, I will talk about those, but that probably won't be until Toy Fair next year. So, yeah. That's pretty much everything. Hope you guys all had a great Halloween, and Thanksgiving's just around the corner, so remember, start ordering now. We can deliver things on time, but you have to let us know what you want, and you need to order it early. So don't miss out on your holiday shopping needs. Come to entertainmentearth.com right now. You know you want to. We have what you need. I think that was good. Bye.